this situation was awkward. I went yesterday and I had to get an x-ray. I've been having some back pain. So I actually went into an urgent care, not because I was in pain, but that was the only place I could get me in quickly for an x-ray to kind of see what's going on in the back. And I'm sitting there and there's a mom and she's there with her little boy and girl. I don't know if they're twins or what, but they're sitting there. And then there was another person in the room and I noticed it, but it wasn't a big deal. But this kid asked the most awkward question to the mom about that person that was sitting next to us in the waiting room. Like, they clearly were within earshot and they heard this. And I'm wondering, I'll tell you what they said in just 1 second, but I'm wondering, what awkward question did your kid ask? Whether it was in public or maybe just one-on-one, and how the heck did you answer it? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. So we're sitting there filling out the paperwork, and this little girl says, "Mom, hey, Mom." And she's like, "Yeah, honey." It's like, "Where's her leg at?" And the lady was had a partial amputation below her knee.
Oh, my.
So that's not why she was at urgent care, but it's just the fact that she was missing part of her leg. And, I mean, it's innocent. I don't think it's a bad thing. Obviously, the kid may not have seen a lot of people that are, you know, missing an arm or a leg. And I think it was a genuinely honest question of, "Hey, Mommy, where's her leg at?" But it was like, oh, God.
How did that woman react?
She didn't say anything.
She's probably used to it.
Yeah, and I mean, it's a little kids. I mean, I feel like little kids always ask just really curious questions, and at times it can be really awkward and weird, and they don't know. But I mean, what would you do on that one? Because I would just poop my pants. I'm like, we're leaving.
I have the obvious answer. Little brother who's 3 years younger than me, and I remember being in an elevator with him and my mom, and there was some guy in there that was a little bit overweight, but it was mostly in his tummy.
Okay, like,
and
a little bit of a gut.
Just as loud as can be, my little brother said, "Mom, why is that man pregnant?"
Now, I could be wrong. It's because I'm a fat guy myself, but I feel like that's one of the least awkward things. Like, if somebody's like if some kid's looking at me like, "Mom, why has he got boobs?"
What would you say?
I'd be like, "Well, I was born part male and female."
Oh my God.
And I'm expecting a little baby. No, I mean, like, not that I'd have to explain myself, but I'd probably tell the kiddo, like, "Hey, I'm overweight, and this happens. You develop moobs." But, I mean, and like I said, I don't know how the lady felt about it. She didn't say anything, because the mom kind of, like, tried to, like, keep it quiet after that. But it could have been a good, like, learning experience. It could have been like, well, I don't know, maybe she had, like, an accident, or maybe she had some kind of disease or something. Like, I know diabetes, sometimes you can lose limbs in different parts, but I don't know what her case was.
Could have been a veteran.
Yeah, could have been anything. Those are all good points, Alex. 833-JOE-ALEX. I'm asking, you know, what happened with the kid? I don't know if it is or not, but I know Liv the Web Girl, you're an aunt. Your sister's got some babies. Have they ever said something awkward as hell? Because that just felt so weird.
Yeah, they've called some people fat in public.
Yeah,
that was awkward.
I'll never forget watching when Oprah was still a thing. There was this lady that was a burn victim. Her whole face was completely disfigured, didn't have a nose anymore and all this different stuff, because I think it was like an abusive boyfriend or something had lit her on fire.
Oh my gosh.
She talked about how if she goes in public, like a grocery store, gas station, whatever, like little kids will run and say, "Mom, why is there a monster?" And that wrecked me. I'll never forget that story.
Kaya, you're on the Joe and Alex show. It's 833-JOE-ALEX if you'd like to share. Kaya, what did your four-year-old do?
We were in a nail salon, and there was two special needs girls getting their nails done, too, and they were pretty nonverbal, so they were making a lot of noises, and she looked at me and said, "Why are they making those weird noises?"
Oh, what'd you do?
Yeah, like, what'd you say?
I've worked in special needs my whole life, so I just explained to her that they just were different than us, and we have to like them.
That was a good answer. Yeah, just explaining some people are different.
And I also wonder, too, like, depending on the kid's age, if they're able to comprehend what you're telling them, too. Because I think you did the right thing there. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with a kid asking a question, but, man, that can be awkward. Let's go to Amanda's on the Joe and Alex show. Amanda, what did your son say?
So my son was going through therapy services at Riley Hospital. And we were sitting in the waiting room, and this nurse was pushing a child in a wheelchair by. And she bent over for something, and right as she bent over, my son looked at me and goes, "Mommy, why does she have such a big butt?" And, you know, it was a black woman, so she did have a little bit larger of a butt. And I was like, you know, honey, sometimes people just have bigger butts. And he goes, "Well, why don't you have a butt like that?"
Your daddy has the same thing, honey. Your daddy has the same thing.
Well, you know, I kind of want to know what happened to my butt myself.
Right.
you ruined my butt, son. No, hey, that's great. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.
Eric said that's when knowing a second language is useful. You can tell the kid to shut up or stop asking questions in that other language.
Oh, yeah. It's like, okay, we're going to speak Spanish now. Let's get this over with. Hey, Brittany, thanks for calling in 833-JOE-ALEX. What did your kids say?
My son, we were walking, and there was a guy in a wheelchair with no legs at all, and he actually asked the guy himself why he didn't have any legs.
No way.
He didn't ask me. He asked the guy.
And what did he say?
He kind of laughed about it, and he said he had gotten into an accident and lost his legs.
Oh.
And then I explained to him that, you know, some people are born without all their limbs, and sometimes some things happen, and they lose them, and that it hurts some people's feelings if you bring acknowledgement to it.
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't asked anything like that again.
Was your son satisfied with that answer? He's like, okay, cool. And then just like moved on. See, that's the thing.
Yeah, he just smiled at the guy and told him bye and kept going.
I think that most people, that is true. Sometimes it can hurt someone's feelings. But I think most of the time people give grace to kids. They understand. They're just curious. And it comes out so blunt and so honest of a question. But that's just a kid being a kid. And they just want an answer. And then they're like, cool.
And if you give them an answer, they'll move on. They're like, okay, bye. Yeah. If not, it's like, why? Why?
Exactly.
Why? Tell me why. 833-JOE-ALEX, a few more on here. Let's talk to Mackenzie. Mackenzie, what happened?
So when my brother was about 4 years old, we were in the grocery store, and there was a lady in front of us who had some pigmentation issues. You know, she had, like, brown and white skin. And my brother yells out, "Sissy, why does she look like a cow?" And I was absolutely mortified. I mean, how do you explain that to somebody?
Because the skin had like different like pigmentation, different spots, kind of. Different
Maybe
color.
You could have said something like, "I know, isn't it beautiful?" I would have said something like that.
But that's thinking on your feet like quick though, like that. I don't know if everybody could think that quickly. Like if you thought about it for like a minute, like here's what I'll say.
What is that called? That's what Michael Jackson had or whatever. What is that
vitiligo,
called?
Vitiligo, I think, or
vitiligo,
something.
Vitiligo,
I know I'm close with that. Did that person say anything to you guys?
She didn't really say anything, but her head whipped around so fast, and I just had one of those Homer Simpsons, like, dope moments.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hey, let's wrap things up with Mallory. Hey, Mallory, you're on the Joe and Alex show. We're talking about how yesterday I was waiting to get an x-ray, and this kid asked the mom why this lady didn't have a leg. And it's like, well, that's awkward. Mallory, what'd your kid ask?
My daughter is 5 years old, and she popped off with a zinger at my grandmother's on Mother's Day around the whole family.
What was that?
She comes running out of my aunt's room screaming, "Mommy's boyfriend likes to play with his Lucky Charms."
Oh!
I literally had to hide my head because he was sitting right next to me when she said it. I'm like, don't.
Did mommy say, "Well, they are magically delicious"?
No, I was around family, aunts and uncles, and my grandmother who just turned 86 yesterday. So I don't think my grandma would.
Your grandma's
like five shades of red.
I can see your grandma like, "Let me see a shillelagh. I'll be the judge of that." Hey, Mallory, thank you so much for calling into the Joe and Alex show.